Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin, Daf Kuf Aleph, Erevin 101. On today's Daf Yomi, we start with the Mishnah, and the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is referring to basically the closing of a door on Shabbos that was not fixed, and therefore whether or not it's going to be permitted or whether or not you're in the prohibition by closing the door in the prohibition of bonev building. So our Mishnah says Hadela Shebemukza, which basically Rashi understands to mean the door that opens up into the back of the house, and it's called Mukza because we don't usually use it, and they put it out of their mind. That's one explanation. Another explanation is a door that opens up into a place like a barn or a stable, and so therefore it's higher up than the Carmelis, and therefore it's separated from it. So it means separated from everything else. So this is an unusual door. Or if you have chadakim, let's say these are bundles of thorns, shebepiritza, that are in the breach in the courtyard to close it. And so sometimes you open it and sometimes it's closed. And also if you have machatzalos, if you have a mat of reeds, ain nolin bahen elim king gavomin arts, you're not allowed to close them on Shabbos unless they are partially off the ground. But if when they're dragging on the ground, so that means to say that if that you be actually closing them, you're attaching it to the ground, then since they're dragging on the ground, they're not going to be considered fixed while they're on the door, and then it's going to be prohibited. So this idea of, since the Mishnah mentions the word chadakim as thorns, so we have a reference to this in our Gemara. The Gemara says a homily about thorns. So Amalei Ahumino Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So there was a heretic who said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Chidka, he says, you're a thorn. You Jews are thorns, dechsiv behu, because it says in the prophet Micah, the prophet Micah says about the Jewish people, so he says the following. This verse was originally meant as a rebuke, and so the heretic says as follows, tovim kechadek, he says, the best of you are like thorns. And this is based upon the verse in chapter 4 of, in chapter 7 of Micah, verse 4, where it says, tovim kechadek, the best of you are thorns. So he says, you Jewish people, you're no good. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya responded to him, Amrei shatyo, he says, you're a fool. Shapi lo sefer dekra, just look at the next verse, few words of that verse, and then you'll see the praise of Israel, because it says in the next words, tichsiv, yashar mi mesocha, which means that basically the most upright of you is worse than a hedge. The mesucha is the fence that they make around the thorns that has a lot of protection, and so therefore it's a praise that the best, that you're like a hedge. So what does this mean? Elamai. So what does it mean? The whole verse, Rabbi Yeshua explains, tovim kechadek. What does it mean that the best of you are thorns? It means kashem shechadakim alalu meginin al pirza. Just like these thorns protect against a breach in the fence, kach tovim shabanu meginim aleinu. So to our best ones, what do? They protect us against the enemy. And so therefore, it repeats the matter to say yashar mesucha to say that the straight ones amongst us protect us well, like a fence that is made out of thorns. Just like a fence that is made of thorns is very protective. What does this mean that the best of you are like thorns? So the way the Meiri explains it means that the best ones of the generation and the ksherim shebador and their chachamim and the scholars of the generation, it means that it's appropriate for them to rebuke the people of the generation in order to keep them from doing sins. And just like they are able to give them guidance in this manner, it says that they protect them from punishments, because since they're giving them proper guidance, they're protecting them from punishments. And that's why it says, tovim kechadek yashar mimesucha, meaning to say the best amongst them are like thorns that prevent the breaches from coming, and just like they protect the orchard. And yashar mesucha, meaning to say he's called yashar. Why is this person, this tzaddik, called yashar? Because he's protecting his generation like a hedge protects the gardens, like a hedge protects the garden. And so therefore, when the Jewish people are compared to thorns, it's not a derogatory comment, God forbid, says the Meiri, but it is to praise each generation. However, the enemies of the Jewish people, they are compared to a thorn. And so therefore, that's what the Meiri is saying. So the Marsha writes that even though the simple explanation of the verse says that from beginning to end, it's really talking about a rebuke of the Jewish people, like Rashi in on the spot in the book of Micah explains that even the righteous ones amongst the Jewish people are worse, are bad, like a hedge of thorns. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya darshens the mem of Mesucha. They are better than a hedge, meaning to say that it should have said Yashar ki Mesucha. So why does it say Yashar mi Mesucha? It's coming to teach us that the Yosher that is done to the Jewish people comes from the Mesucha, meaning the proper things that are done to the Jewish people comes from the Mesucha, meaning to say from the fact that the best amongst the Jewish people protects them like a hedge of thorns and doesn't leave them alone and to be attacked by demons and to enter into the vineyard. That's what the Jewish people are compared to a vineyard. Where do we see that? In the book, in Song of Songs, in chapter 8, verse 11, Karamayo Shlomo, it says that Solomon had a vineyard. And so that's the Jewish people. And so therefore, this hedge of thorns is a protection for us. That's what the best ones of our generation, they protect us all from sinning.